Voice of Indonesia with the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news jointly broadcast by RRI Batam. Head of Social Cultural Information Function at the Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Trigustono Suprianto, asked Indonesian migrant workers to work hard and seriously in order their decision to become migrant workers could be useful for their family and Indonesian nation. In his welcoming speech on Monday, June 19, 2017, in Sitiawan Negara Bagian Perak, Malaysia, Trigustono said that Indonesian migrant workers have to play a major role to maintain Indonesia's image.
Bekerja sini merupakan satu pilihan. Tentunya setelah memilih.
Working here is an option. Of course, after making an option, they have to work seriously and maintain Indonesia's image in a good way. Don't ever break the rules or make Indonesia's image bad in international world. Suprianto further said that it's like a proverb that reminds us wherever we are, we have to obey not only the law and local tradition, but also the law and culture at the local companies.
Para TKI yang saya banggakan, ada pepatah mengatakan, di mana bumi dipijak.
To Indonesian migrant workers that I'm proud of, there is a proverb say that where earth lies, there is sky to uphold. This means that wherever we are, we have to honor and respect local tradition law, including obeying company's rule. By obeying the rule and working hard, not only income and productivity of the company will rise, but it can be beneficial for the Indonesian migrant workers. Many Indonesian migrant workers were present at socialization that took place in Lekir Field of Palm Oil Company to hear an explanation from the Indonesian Embassy that reviews 2017 homecoming flow held by Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. In dealing with Qatar conflict and diplomatic crisis in the Middle East, Indonesia has to take unrisky and strategic steps and not to worsen political tension in the Middle East. LIPI political researchers Nostalgiawan Wahyudi explained that Indonesian government cannot take black and white political stand abroad. He views that Indonesia has to be natural and boosting an effort to regain diplomatic ties that is currently broken between Qatar and some Gulf countries. In a press briefing on Monday, June 19, 2017, Nostalgiawan said that Indonesian government can offer a peace facilitator, not a mediator. During President Joko Widodo government, the diplomatic door with Middle East is widely open. At this point, Minister Retno Marsudi had informed Indonesian President Joko Widodo that she has contacted some heads of state related to the blockages, which has to be pursued by Indonesia with pro-reconciliation approach against the interested powers. Nostalgiawan further said that superpower countries such as United States, Russia, and China, or international organization and United Nations, have a potential power to be effective mediator in the diplomatic tension. It is hoped that the countries are more natural in dealing with the political tension in the Middle East. The conflict between Qatar and Saudi Arabia, along with some other Arabic countries, has been heating up. The actual condition has been predicted by the religious and political team from the Indonesian Institute of Science of the Politic Research Center based on the 2016 research. The conflict and diplomatic crisis against Qatar basically happened because Qatar does not make new policy to normalize a relation between Qatar and Gulf countries. The respective commanders of the armed forces of Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines signed an inscription for the inauguration of the Maritime Command Center, MCC. Indonesian Military Chief General Gatot Nurmantyo, Malaysian Military Commander General Raja Muhammad Afandi bin Raja Muhammad Nur, and Chief of Staff Armed Forces of the Philippines, General Eduardo M. Ano AFP, signed an inscription for the inauguration of the MCC at the Tarakan Naval Main Base on Monday. In his speech, General Nurmantyo said the inauguration of the MCC was a follow-up of the 2016 joint declaration in Yogyakarta between the three countries, namely Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines, in an attempt to maintain security in Sulu and its surrounding waters. The commanders agreed to implement several preventive strategic measures, such as conducting joint patrols, providing immediate assistance to save humans and ships in an emergency, establishing a national focal point between the three countries to exchange information, and forming a communication network to facilitate coordination in emergency situations. On the occasion, the former Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Army expected that the MCC should improve its capabilities in various areas, such as communication, surveillance, and computerization to produce accurate and fast analysis. And the last item, the rupiah exchange rate, which was traded by interbanks in Jakarta Tuesday morning, moved higher by 4 points to 13,271 rupiah compared to the previous 13,275 rupiah per US dollar. Economist Samuel Sekuritas Rangga Cipta said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the rupiah strengthened against the US dollar along with the majority of exchange rates in Asia. He said the market that dubs the rise in the US Federal Reserve Fed Fund Rate, FFR, rate is one of the factors holding back the US dollar rate. He added that the flow of foreign funds that still entering the state bond market has also become one of the main drivers for the fluctuation of the rupiah exchange rate amid rising demand for imported goods ahead of Idul Fitri. And that was our news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.